USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp defending his lawsuit against Atlanta's mask mandate. He said people need to wear a mask, but he didn't think a mandate was necessary. Kemp also accused Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of playing politics with the coronavirus. But Lance Bottoms has accused Kemp of putting politics over people.
It's really odd that the governor has filed this lawsuit on July 1st. The city of Savannah, through Mayor Johnson, instituted a mask order on July 8th. The governor's hometown of Athens, Georgia, instituted a mask order, but it was not until we instituted a mask order in Atlanta, and I pointed out that Donald Trump violated that order when he landed at our airport and did not wear a mask, that the governor filed suit against us.
Lance Bottoms talking to CBS News. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Attorney General talked about the relationship between Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and China. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr blasted Hollywood and Big Tech for their apparent cooperation with China. Barr criticizing Disney, Apple, Microsoft, Google, and others for kowtowing to Chinese policy and demands.
Hollywood's actors, producers, and directors pride themselves on celebrating freedom and the human spirit. And every year at the Academy Awards, Americans are lectured about how this country falls short of Hollywood's ideals of social justice. But Hollywood now regularly censors its own movies to appease the Chinese Communist Party, the world's most powerful violator of human rights. This censorship infects not only the versions of movies that are released in China, but also many that are shown in the United States theaters to American audiences.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A legendary game show host is continuing his cancer battle. Who is USA Radio's John Hunt?
Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months on YouTube. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The White House has blocked the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying before Congress next week. Dr. Robert Redfield was going to talk about how to reopen schools safely, but an official at the White House said in a statement that Redfield had testified on the Hill 4 times over the last 3 months, and that they need their doctors focused on the pandemic response. The CDC has said it's still working on additional guidance for schools, but those guidelines won't likely be ready until the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.